Here at the USB Bio-Based Product Stakeholders Workshop in Dearborn, Michigan, we're visiting on the Ford Innovation Campus and learning a lot about some of the new uses for soybeans and soy products. With me is Jim Steelman, who is Vice Chairman of the United Soybean Board. Jim, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an Iowa farmer, Northwest Iowa from Emmitsburg. I'm a fourth generation farmer and been growing soybeans, corn all my life. So I'm glad to be here at Ford today to see all this bio-based products.
Well, of course, the United Soybean Board is the Soybean Checkoff. It's funded by soybean growers. And as we, one of the most important parts of that is finding new markets and new uses. And that this fits right in with that. So tell me a little bit about why this is so important to you as a soybean grower.
Well, you know, soybeans can make many products, but this new use is just something that we continually need to work on because we're constantly growing more and more soybeans. We're meeting the demand for global, but yet we have to use the oil and carry on so that we have something. We use a lot of meal. We just need to use up our oil demand. And here is one great way of doing it. And, you know, it's a healthy green event, and you know that's what's coming this day and age, and we're just so happy that, you know, Ford is doing this research. And to think that it started clear back in the 30s, that's unbelievable. Of the products that we've seen today that were made out of soy back at that time, and you know, what if we'd carried on, what would we see today, where we're just in the beginning?
What are some of the most exciting products to you that you've seen that are made from soybeans?
Well, I think the soy foam and all the vehicles and you know, that Ford has now is just great. And you know, we've got a soy mattress at home. We had a made out in Colorado. And so there's so many other things coming down the pipeline. I know I bought my wife a soy silk sweater, and you know, there's things out there that you can really get, and you know, it's unbelievable. I just think that, you know, we'll see more products. You know, as a farmer, we see the shields on a lot of our equipment is of a soy plastic, and you know, very versatile, and we're just grateful for the new ideas that are coming forth.
Well, how important is the soybean checkoff when it comes to building these new markets and finding new uses?
Oh, the checkoff is very important. As you know, that we've got over 600,000 farmers that are out there, and they're paying a half of 1% of their sales on each bushel that they grow that comes to the checkoff. And we're investing that very wisely to see that we get a return on our investment. And, you know, being here with the bio-based products and keeping this moving forward, we can see many advantages. And you know, it's surprising. I've gone to different things that are being done with the soy plastic, and it's unbelievable. Now we're seeing soy oil in Goodyear tires. I mean, another unbelievable thing. And I've seen research done on creating batteries with soy oil in them. So, you know, it's just wonderful that the checkoff is involved in this and finding all these research facilities that are working with these products and keep creating new products that everybody can use.
Well, and it's great to see the partnership with a company like Ford and other companies that you have that you've been working with to show how soybean growers themselves are helping to build their own markets with private companies like Ford.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, if we didn't have the, you know, companies that would integrate with us, we wouldn't be anywhere. And here with Ford, you know, they're taking it leaps and bounds to a new higher arena and higher events all the time. And we just are happy that, you know, we can be here today and take part.
Well, thank you very much. Here at the USB Bio-Based Product Stakeholders Workshop, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.